How many times has Johnny Depp had his face painted for a movie? My and my friend's memories bring up Edward Scissorhands, Alice in Wonderland, Sweeney Todd, Sleepy Hollow, and now his latest, Dark Shadows, in which he is painted so thickly that you can practically see the paint peeling off. And this time, unfortunately, he seems to be willing to let the grease paint do the acting for him. Maybe I was too impressed by Michelle Pfeiffer, who seemed to be the only one who understands and can deliver the subtlety and nuance that Dark Shadows' attempt to walk the line between horror and comedy requires. But she has the advantage of a role that doesn't try for many laughs and is written with consistency of psychology and mood. And Pfeiffer seems to be outside the general plan of director Tim Burton, who allows Helena Bonham Carter to start out with such outrageous flamboyance that it's a mercy she doesn't try to keep it up, while Eva Green parodies a vamp to affect more comic than erotic. But Depp doesn't fit into the pattern either. I wonder whether there's a backstory about differences with Burton. Dark Shadows is good-looking, though, and it has the wonderful villains the 1960s television series featured, with their apparently unbeatable supernatural powers and bottomless evil. Green is spectacular to look at, and her lack of subtlety makes her appropriately cheap and unattractive. The backstory is unusual and interesting, but too complicated for a single feature. All in all, Dark Shadows needed a few more planning sessions to be really first-rate. Jim Erickson, over and out.